All right. After understanding the definition, understanding the thought process of advertisement, how a digital marketer should work, looking at the implementation of a marketing plan, we understood part A and B of the marketing plan. What are the marketing plan? What are the ingredients of a marketing plan? Now, very small yet powerful, the chapter 7 is the measuring the impact of healthcare marketing. How will I measure? What are the platform? We will be talking about balanced scorecard by Kaplan and Norton. How do I use it? What are the things? Once again, it's a theory. So there are certain points which I have to read from this slide. So have patience and please ensure that you do a complete research of this once you finish this video. Once again, I'm Gabriel with over 22 plus years of experience in various fields. Let's deep dive. The first, we'll talk about the monitoring of the strategic plan. We had a strategic plan, we had a business plan, we had a sales plan, we had a lot of plans. So first, we'll start monitoring the strategic plan. Once again, it's a process which culminates with the board retreat in a fall of the year around budget time. From that moment, the strategic plan is not mentioned again until the next year. So basically, it's more of an yearly thing. That is not the way to operate a strategic planning process. Typically, in any organization, that's healthcare, non-healthcare, pharmaceutical, or any other industry, typically what they do is a strategic planning process is started at the year when they have a board review, the budgeting time, and then it is never discussed in the entire year, and it is again discussed in the next year to see where we are landed. But this is not the exact way to operate or to monitor. Now, there are many boards who include the vision, mission, and critical factors in the board package of the information, located just behind the cover of the agenda page. Using this methodology, the strategic plan and the vision of the company will not get lost into the whirlwind of day-to-day activities. Why? Because you have a clear picture. You have giving them a clear picture of what the strategy is, how the critical factors of the mission, vision are located in the agenda page or behind the agenda page, and you can always refer them back in an end review. Furthermore, this methodology will foster continuous understanding of the board and the leadership in terms of what the organization is trying to accomplish. So, it's a continuous one. You just cannot start with the strategic plan at the beginning of the year and then you can discuss at the end of the year. No. So, if you create an agenda page and on the back of the page, you can create that kind of information, it will help you out. The business plan. We talked about the strategic plan. See, the business plan is basically when you implement the marketing plan. The use of monitoring is necessary. Most of the time, the monitoring systems are very specific to a marketing plan, which is short term and are designed to test plans if required and suggested how they can be adjusted. These types of day-to-day monitoring systems help determine the strategies that should be employed or not employed or should be modified or deleted in the future marketing plans. Basic monitoring tool on the fundamental of the enterprise is the calculation of performance in relation to the budgeted plan. Simple. I invested 100 rupees. What is my ROI? To make it more simple, to track sales by a specific business or a service area that you have generated. So by using of this business plan, my sales moved from 10 to 15. So this is the percentage of improvement in that area. That is what it's from, and a tool is required. Now, I said a tool, right? Now, look at the format. Very simple. I have gross sales, I have net income, I have return on sales. Lab test 1, lab test 2, lab test 3, lab test 4. You have done a marketing campaign on all this lab test, and you have given a gross sales, and the return on sales is equal to net income on sales. So gross sales, from there you have calculated net income, from there you have calculated return on sales. So when you say return on sales, so basically if you look at the formula, so the return on sales is actually your net income on sales. That is what you have achieved. The gross sales, where you have to minus a lot of things, the budgeting and all these things. By doing this format, it will give you an idea particularly from a business plan perspective of lab test 1 or lab test 2 or lab test 3 or lab test 4. It is giving you a tool to understand the enterprise is the calculation of performance. So you said that my gross sell was X. The return of sale I have got is X plus 1. So my net income is X plus 1. So what is the incremental value? Plus 1. In lab test 2, your gross sales is X, but the return on sales is X minus 1. So my income is minus 1. So plus 1, minus 1. Lab test 3, my gross sale is, let's say, once again X, and my net sales is X plus 2. So your net income is 2. So you have a plus 1, you have a minus 1, then you have a plus 2. Your lab test 4 gross sales is 5. Return on sales is, let's say, 6. So you have a 6. Now if you calculate, the first one was plus 1, minus 1, plus 2, plus 6. So 6 plus 2, 8, plus 1, 9, minus 1, 8. So 8 becomes your net income of the budget income. So in categorizing the business plan in the future references, you can say by investing this amount, I was able to generate 8 units of net revenue or net income. So now you have a formula that if I invest this much of money, this is my ROI. Then if I invest into 2 times, my net revenue should be into 2 times. That is how the idealism works. That is how the formula works. But this is one of the tools that I'm giving it to you. Use it to your tool when you're monitoring the business plan. Now coming to the balance scorecard. This is something different. This is something different. This is only for the business plan. Now, balance scorecard is a much bigger tool for a performance gradation of a company. There are a lot many things. It's a huge topic. We have tried to truncate it to the usage of your need. Kaplan and Norton, you can go to Google, you can type the balance scorecard by Kaplan and Norton. You can read in depth how it works. I will try to focus from a healthcare perspective of what it needs to be done. So sometimes in the excitement of charting the direction of the organization, the leadership often loses the track of reality, including the financial commitments, the systems capability, the competency, the customer requirements, and the need to bring people along in terms of skills and training. Balance scorecard is a tool which will give you an impact or an insight to all these things. So Kaplan and Norton, the two people who created the balance scorecard, noticed a gap between the exuberance of pie in the sky strategy versus on the ground. Now, what it means by pie in the sky strategy? So your strategy is like amazing, it's well done, it's in the sky, it's in 9 clouds, but the ground related is something different. The day-to-day execution of the strategy is something different. So recognize this issue, they created a model that is now widely used and called the balance scorecard. So basically, in a very simple terminology, if I say, I expected my strategy to get X, on the ground I got minus. So Kaplan and Norton, when they decided that there is a difference, and they developed a model called the balance scorecard. A balance scorecard, by the definition, is simple, a scorecard which gives you a balanced thought process of insights and outcome. Now, to understand in a very simple model, it requires the organization measure themselves in 4 specific areas. So the balance scorecard has 4 parameters: the finance, the customers, the process, and the learning. Kaplan says or argues that sometimes organizations become too dominated by finance or by customer or by processes or by learning. Therefore, the healthcare organizations must balance themselves to consider the 4 functions: the finance, customer, process, and learning. Now, please understand, when I say finance, I'm talking about the investment, the return. When I say customers, I'm talking about internal as well as the patient, how happy they are, the testimonials, the process of implementing everything, the strategy plan, the business plan, the marketing plan, and then what is the learning out of it? Do I need to give training to my people? Do I need to do clinical trainings to my people? So on and so forth. So let's look at a picture. Strategic plan with a balanced scorecard. I would start with a mission, vision, critical success factors, and balanced scorecard factors integrated as measurable goals. How? My mission or my vision is to become the best healthcare organization ever or a best pharmaceutical company ever. My vision is to be there my critical success factors is return on investment, sales, profits, customers' testimonials. So I will integrate. So when I say finance, where does finance come into? So when I'm developing a mission with a vision and the success factors, I will need a marketing plan, budgeting. That's my finance. When I'm looking at the customers' testimonials, what do the customers say? How do our customers giving a rating system? Are they rating us 4 out of 5, 4.5 out of 5, 5 out of 5? How are they rating ourselves? Most importantly, what are the learnings? Am I able to culminate that learning to the critical success factors is the integration of the balanced scorecard. Now, when you see a balanced scorecard factors being integrated, the most effective is the measurable goals. I set up a goal that I want to be a 50-bed hospital by in 2 years' time. Okay, balanced scorecard to 50 beds. 50 beds is the bigger mission and vision. How will I judge the critical success factors? How many patients are there? What are the patient testimonials? What is the process to improve the patient experience? What are the process to improve my return on investment? How am I using my finance to gain more input on the business plan? How am I using my finance to gain more input on the process? So on and so forth. So all this integrated will create a strategic plan with a balanced scorecard. You can work on that. You can write the finance strategies. You can write the learning strategies, the process strategies, and the customer strategies. Now, I've created a balanced scorecard. I need to control and monitor the marketing performance, how the market is performing, am I getting more patients or not? So, very simple process. First, I will create a performance standard that after doing a marketing plan for lab test one, I should get 10 inquiries in tele. I should get 5 patients in this division. Once you have that performance standards, then you specify the data requirements. How? Process. What? Why? Then I will establish the data collection system. How will I collect how many patients are coming? Are they coming from digital marketing? Are they coming from email marketing? Are they coming from content marketing? Are they coming from social media marketing? Are they coming from TV ad campaign? Are they coming from a week campaign? Whatever it is, the data. Then I'll analyze and monitor the marketing activities. Now, I've created a marketing plan, but I'm monitoring the marketing activities after I've set the performance standards, specific data requirements and data collection system. Then only I'm able to analyze and monitor the marketing activities, which will give me the adjustable area in strategy plan and the tactical plan. I hope I'm clear. Let me give you an example. Let's say my performance standard is I should get 10 patients every day for a particular division, cardiovascular, gastroenterology, gynec. Now I specified data requirements that to achieve that performance standards, these are the specific data requirements. Number of campaign to be done, number of marketing plans to be achieved, number of social media campaign to be done, number of tele marketing campaign to be done, number of phone calls to be done. Once I've specified the data, then I will create the data collection system. Social media, how much? Content marketing, how much? SEO, how much? Website, how much? And if you remember that conversion ratio is dependent on booking for an appointment, looking for medical information, and connecting to a doctor. So that's 1, 2, 3. So that means 3 patient footfall is happening. So once that is done, then I will analyze and monitor my marketing activities. Okay. So my digital content marketing has given me 3 patient. Okay, fine. I am here at 10. So I've not yet reached. So that means I might have to change something to add 7 more. That is how it is done. Are we clear? Excellent. The essential, or it is very essential for an effective marketing organization, it has to be, the measurement and the outcome has to be ongoing. You cannot say I'll do it in a quarter, I'll do it in half yearly. So probably every day is one of the best things to do. It's tedious, It's time consuming, but you have to be in that. For a long time, the healthcare industry viewed marketing as an unnecessary expense and limited to advertising. Things are changing. There is appreciation of marketing role, but the concern is still there. Whether the dollars spent or the rupees spent on marketing are well invested or not. So that is your chance. That's the opportunity of yours. And if you do a daily measurement or a weekly measurement, I believe typically from a marketing standpoint in a healthcare industry, a week assessment, a weekly assessment is the best possible way. Bi-weekly can be better in certain scenarios, but weekly. See, okay. Now, if your marketing plan is a week campaign, then you do it weekly. If your marketing campaign is daily, then daily. If your marketing campaign is monthly, then monthly. So depending on the marketing plan, the measurement should be ongoing and the monitoring of outcomes. Then the market sharing. So for some, a major problem is developing an effective marketing strategy is complacency. Let me get into Hindi. Ho jayega, aa jayega, kar denge, aaj char hua hai, kal chhe ho jayega, aur ek din dekhte hain. See, this kind of judgment is completely onto you. See, many healthcare providers believe that they are doing well in the market simply by monitoring measures such as patient scheduling patterns for the physicians in the group. That is not all. Why? Because many people also focus on performance such as gross revenue, expenses control, cost cutting, net revenue, end of year payouts to the physician. See, these measures are not wrong. Very important factors of performance. However, in a competitive market, you cannot wait that long. These measures alone will suffer a major limitation because you're doing at the end of the year. And they are all absolute rather than relative indicators. So by the end of the year, I have to pay physicians 5 lakhs. That's one of the cost. Why can't we break that in a month or a day? So if that is a program he's investing, if there is something like that, if there is a weekly campaign of a cardiovascular unit, we can look for something as a performing well with fully understanding of the dynamics of the marketplace. Whether the revenue or the patient increase is experiences is a result of its strategy and for the marketplace expansion. So the measures in a healthcare industry, in my opinion, a yearly performance is, it's a great tool, but it will never give you a right picture and always create complacency. Gross revenue, the expenses made, end of the year, profit. But what if you can generate a patient footfall, say, after a week's campaign of a marketing plan, you are able to generate 10 times more the patient. What are you going to do with that 10 patients? Can I increase that 10 times to 15 times? Or 11 times, or can I sustain that 10 times? That will help you to create a day-to-day activities in all that parlance. Otherwise, performance at the end of the year, they'll come back. Like I said, strategy started at the beginning of the year and then we are discussing at the end of the year. It's a good, but it will not give you, you will lose the competition because there are people who are doing it daily activities. Any organization, forget healthcare, in a competitive market has to monitor their respective share of the market. How much market share I'm getting? Is it an advantage? Is it a disadvantage? Is there a change? Marketing share is a measure of relative performance rather than an absolute performance. Once again, relative performance is nothing but it's a day-to-day or a weekly activity rather than a yearly activity. One of the common methods for monitoring a marketing performance is sales analysis. I mean, organizations, industries across India to the length and breadth of the country monitors their performance method of a marketing is sales. Simple put together, a pharmaceutical company has invested 10 lakhs in marketing this month for a particular product or a medicine. How many prescriptions have I generated and how many prescriptions has led to the sale of that medicine is simple. However, the actual sales generated with that goals and in conducting a sale analysis and examining a sale analysis is very different. Gross sale is the overall sales. Okay, so if you want to analyze results on one of more criteria such as product line analysis. I did a marketing campaign. How many product line got improved? What are the customer size in all the product line? What is the geographic region I was able to capture because of that? And what is the discount level I've done? This is a sales analysis. So the innovative approach there was conducted in Innova Health System for its Innova Fairfax Hospital. The hospital developed a two-step marketing campaign for its cardiology services. One, they used a sophisticated segmentation scheme where the hospital sent a direct letter to the consumers inviting them to take a health risk assessment with the current one. Second, the large percentage of the product sales are purchased on a small percentage of the customers. So a useful method of monitoring marketing performance can be incorporated. This factor is profitability. How much profit am I making because of sales by customer regions, products or salesperson? Guys, even after saying all these things, if you join a company, you'll still be measured by how much money you invested in one marketing campaign for a particular segment and what is the sales in that campaign. I'm not denying that factor. But a large percentage of the product sales are purchased by a small percentage of the customer. So what is the profitability? Am I able to generate profitability? Am I at break even or am I at lower profitability? So that will help you. So the factor of profitability analysis, which will not only calculate the profitability of the sales, but the regions, the products, as well as the salesperson, the target achieved. It also indicates whether a company needs to redesign or change its sales compensation system or a direct selling system or a more profitable products in the line. Another one is very simple. How do you calculate cost? Because profitability is very simple. My total sales minus my cost. That's profitability in a simpler terms. One approach is to refer to a direct costing, assigns only those costs to a product or service line that is directly associated to it. So I did a marketing campaign for cardiovascular. One of the patients from the cardiovascular also came inquiring in other divisions. So there is a crossover. So that is typical, not a direct cost. It's kind of an indirect cost because that customer was supposed to come for a cardiovascular but came for a different product line. Here, it's direct. See, in full costing, both direct and indirect costs are assigned to the service unit and they are considered in the calculations of profitability. But you must know that this footfall of the patients is generated by a direct cost, which I did in the market, or by indirect cost. So then you can give a create projection of the profitability analysis. And full costing analysis, a healthcare organization must assign both direct and indirect costs, which I said it right now. Direct costs pertain to cost associated with the program, include labor, workforce, technology, supplies, clinical program, marketing cost, specific advertisements were run for that program, program manager made sales calls, possible accounts are there. So everything put together is a direct cost. Even a person's salary would be a direct cost who is working for that campaign. Even if you have a team member who reports into you and if he's working on that project for a marketing plan, so his salary is also be part of the direct cost. Indirect costs are those fixed costs that cannot be related to just one product line. As I give you an example for a service program. So it includes the administrative management salaries. Because of the program, you had to hire some of the manpower from the housekeeping just to give water. So maybe that is an indirect cost because for a week they're working with you. So you can divide it by 30 days and then multiply it into 7. The actual indirect cost will come. So anything which is not directly linked, but because of that marketing campaign, it came to a different route is an indirect cost.